When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on episode 386 of the Computer Tutor Podcast, a scam to watch out for, and a big announcement about this podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Computer Tutor. Tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Good morning and welcome back to the Computer Tutor Podcast. I am your personal computer tutor, Scott Johnson. And on this podcast, I like to show you how to do cool things on your computer. And you know, we don't have any silly techie words on here. It's all plain English. And my goal with this podcast is at the end, you say, "Hey, I didn't know I could do that." I spend my days here in my home office in Safety Harbor, Florida. I fix computers and create podcasts. I've been doing computer work for my clients since 1999, and my clients are all over the country because I can do it all remotely. So if you need help with your computer, just give me a call, 727-254-9078, or email me at pctutor@gmail.com. And today's tip can be seen at my website if you go to computertutorflorida.com/386. So let's get started. One thing you can always count on, the scammers get better and better at tricking people. And they keep coming up with new ways to steal your money. I mean, think about it. They have all day to come up with these scams and to try them out over and over, and they are really good at it. The one I'm seeing a lot these days comes in the form of an email. And of course, the email supposedly comes from a company that everyone has heard of, the big antivirus company, McAfee, or it's actually pronounced McAfee, but I don't know why, that's not the way I usually say it. Or the email might also be from Norton, the other big antivirus company name that everyone knows. And the purpose of the email is to let you know about a big renewal charge that they're about to charge your credit card that they already have on file. Something like $299 or $399, pretty good chunk of money. So what do you think a lot of people do when they get a notice like that? Well, a lot of people just delete it because they know it's a scam. But there are some people who look at it and say, "Wait a minute, this must be a mistake. I don't even use that software. Why are they about to charge my credit card?" And they start looking around in the text of the email to see if there's some customer service phone number to call to straighten out this problem. And what do you know? There's a big toll-free number right there on the email. And it says to call this number if you wish to cancel the order or ask a question or anything. That's the big thing that you need to understand. The whole point of that email is to get you to call the number. So just never call the number. If you don't call the phone number, you won't be scammed and you won't lose any money. But they really, really want you to call that number. And what happens when you call? Well, you'll get someone who pretends to be some kind of customer service representative, and of course they'll be happy to help you get this issue resolved. "Thank you for contacting us today. Oh, you'd like to have your card refunded for the charge? Of course, I'm happy to take care of that for you. Please read me your card number when you're ready." Really? Do you really want to read your credit card number to a scammer? And after they have your card number, they would love to take this scam to the next level since you're still believing the phone call is legitimate. The customer service agent needs to remote into your computer and uninstall the Norton or McAfee software since you will no longer be using it. Well, that's interesting, since if you follow my recommendations, you don't even have either of those programs installed on your computer anyway. So when this person gets into your computer, they'll just proceed with the standard process of uninstalling and, "Oh, wait, what's this? Your computer has multiple viruses and lots of problems. All of them made up by the scammer, of course. But for the people that don't know any better, it sure looks like your computer needs some expert help right now. How fortunate that the expert is already remoted in and can take care of these things for you right now. And for just $300, he'll not only fix the errors that he just found, the ones he made up, he will also put you on an agreement for free computer repairs for the life of the computer. Isn't that amazing? Pay for one repair and never pay for computer repair again. By now, it's easy for you to see this whole thing is a scam that takes advantage of people who get scared and think they need whatever's being sold to them. But back to what I said originally, if you never call that number, they don't have the chance to talk you into something. Believe me, they are good at talking and persuading. So don't call the number and don't give them that opportunity. And now, here's some news about this podcast. After 9 years of doing this show and 386 episodes, I'm going to take a break for a while. My other podcast, What Was That Like, is really growing to be pretty big, and it's taking more and more of my time, so something has to give. So I'm putting the Computer Tutor podcast on hiatus for right now. But I will still be putting out my email newsletter, and I'll still be posting these same computer tips and tricks on my website. So get over to ComputerTutorFlorida.com if you haven't already and sign up for the newsletter so that you can stay on top of things like Windows 11 and other stuff that's happening in the world of Windows computers. I know many of you have listened to this podcast since the beginning, way back in 2012, and I really, really appreciate that. So if you want to keep hearing the sound of my voice, please subscribe to my other podcast. That one will definitely keep going well into the future. And speaking of my other podcast, here's what's on my other podcast right now. What a story. Especially if you're an animal lover like I am. My guest is Barbie, and she had a little dog named Scooby. One day, Scooby went missing. And if that wasn't bad enough, Barbie suspected he had actually been stolen. You can hear Barbie tell that whole story on my other podcast called What Was That Like? You can listen to it on any podcast app or at the website at whatwasthatlike.com/94. And you know, I still love to hear from you. You can email me at pctutor@gmail.com, or you can call my podcast voicemail line, 727-386-9468, and leave a recorded message there anytime, day or night. And that'll do it for this episode. And I won't be back with a podcast next time, but the blog and newsletter will continue. So get over to the website and get on that email list right now.
Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, ComputerTutorFlorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.
I've started telling everyone about the benefits of eating dried grapes. It's all about raising awareness.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.